Sam Smith ontdekte zijn muzikale koers dankzij het samenwerken met Disclosure. Voor die tijd was hij op zoek naar wat en wie hij nou eigenlijk wilde zijn.
I was doing really weird pop music. Then I started doing jazz music. Then I started doing like Lady Gaga stuff. I've done so many different styles. But I found that I found myself as a writer and a songwriter and as a singer when I started speaking the truth in my music.
Hij was later het jaar ook nog te horen op de single La 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 van Naughty Boy, wat hem in zijn thuisland de UK zijn eerste nummer 1 hit opleverde. Maar Sam wist dat het tijd werd om zijn eigen album uit te gaan brengen. Voor de inspiratie hoefde hij niet ver te zoeken. Zijn eigen hang-ups, bijvoorbeeld zijn dwangneuroses.
A thing that you do not know about me is that I actually have OCD really bad. And it's getting a bit worse at the moment. I have to check taps. I have to put my hand under the taps before I leave the house. To make sure that I've checked everything in case it floods.
Maar vooral ook zijn niet bepaald lekker verlopende liefdesleven.
It's not a sad album. I've never been in a relationship before, and I wanted to speak about different forms of love because I wanted to sing love songs, and they're about unrequited love. But I think the album's more brave than sad. It's me talking about my issues, hitting them face on.
Sam's debuutalbum In the Lonely Hour gaat vooral over een onbeantwoorde liefde, zoals bijvoorbeeld ook 21 van Adele en Amy Winehouse's Back to Black.
The album is a story from start to finish about someone I fell in love with, a guy I fell in love with last year. I don't know, I think he kind of enjoyed the fact that the album was a little bit about him. But he's invested in the album, he loves the album. He's emotionally invested in it, which is great.
Tijdens interviews wordt al snel duidelijk dat de geliefde over wie Sam zingt een man is en geen vrouw. Sam Smith komt uit de kast, kopte de interviews. Maar Sam heeft nooit echt verborgen dat hij op mannen valt. Zijn coming out was voor hem niet bepaald een big thing.
It didn't feel like a coming out. I came out when I was like 4 years old. My mom said she knew when I was like 3. So I came out at a very, very young age. And then I kind of felt like I just had to mention it before I released my record. Just right. So people knew that the record was who it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like a brave thing to do as well. I wanted to do it before.
Yeah.
Because people would have thought, if I did it afterwards, people probably would have thought I was lying just to sell records,
right.
Which wasn't the case.
Van het debuutalbum van Sam, over de jongen met wie het nooit echt iets werd. I'm Not The Only One.
You and me, we made a vow. For better or for worse. Can't believe you let me down, but the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here.